I play basketball in a top hat. My name is Magic Johnson. Theme song.
I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman.
Man, you killed the room with that one. You got some giggles in you. You killed the whole room.
Hold on, I'm going to continue. We're doing all basketball jokes tonight on the Mega City World Podcast.
I think
anyone who isn't white sucks. It's like a parody.
That's the Clippers guy. You're the Clippers guy.
Yeah, you're talking about the Clippers.
He's not saying that. No, yeah.
I don't know the news story.
I read it today.
Here's the thing. It's just breaking story news today. Maybe I have the details wrong, but apparently the owner of the Clippers told his girlfriend not to bring black people.
Not only that, but this is about Magic Johnson.
It is about Magic Johnson.
She went to a game with Magic Johnson and posted a picture on Instagram
of them together.
And he went on this whole diatribe about, like, I don't care if you have sleep with black people, but why are you fucking posting pictures of them on Instagram?
Don't bring them to my game.
And then on top of that, additional news story, all of these celebrities like posted responses. Like, there's a video of Snoop Dogg just being like, fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker.
This guy owns the Clippers.
So I guess the Clippers right now are wearing inside-out warm-up uniforms and have tossed all their Clipper jackets.
Yep. Everything's inside-out. They're all protesting this guy.
All of it.
Yep. Wow. This guy is a white owner. Yep. His whole team's practically black. So that's like the worst thing he could have said.
They're in the playoffs right now, too. Like, this is a big deal.
What a piece of shit. This is a big deal. And
I didn't hear the repercussions. I just hear what happened.
This guy won't have a team for much longer.
It's this Mel Gibson type thing.
But they're saying she didn't release the tape. Okay, then why did she record the tape? Yeah. I don't know. Yes, she did.
She recorded the tape and she released it.
Oh, she gave it to her friend to release it for
Here's the thing. I read she is half black and half Mexican.
That's the thing. I think she is.
Cool. This worked out great for that guy. I mean, it's all across the board.
Yeah, but I think it's in this guy's head, it's known that that's his girlfriend. So he thinks it looks bad on him if she's bringing black dudes to a ball game.
I don't know what's inside his head.
I think some corrupt data.
But
he's
been an owner for like 30 years. A long time. This is a new guy to the game. This is like weird.
How affluent were you at 30 years ago when you attained the team, and now you've grown 30 years? I mean, you've got to be just an old.
Well, this guy's an old crotchety man from the looks of it.
But that's what I think is the weird part.
They always get in trouble.
White people are usually not racist.
Yeah, that's the thing. I almost think there's the conspiracy against him. Oh. I don't think he said it.
Clippers were an inside job.
That's right.
Clipspiracy.
They clipped from the inside. Double dribble. Woo!
That's a video
game.
Mega
64 podcast.
Welcome.
Episode 290.
He's on fire.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's 300. 302.
Happy 300. Thank you. Radioactive.
You were on 300.
I want to introduce a special guest this week. Sean is joining us.
Hi,
and
I'm so glad they have me back. It's such an honor to be back.
We will see if he returns again, but given the comments he's made earlier, probably not. And joining us today, we have a very special guest and a segment. We have our good friend Ryan. Some know him as Mr. Ryan.
Mr. Ryan.
He does have a Mr. It.
Ryan has agreed, and this is, I seriously, dude, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Ryan will be on set tonight. If we do anything that might be medically questionable
or unsound
or anything maybe unhealthy, he will step in and let everyone know. Maybe, you know, perhaps on a medical side, you shouldn't continue that.
Okay, questions.
Serious question.
You have a medical background, training.
I have a doctorate.
That's unconfirmed.
I
haven't seen the paperwork, so that is unconfirmed.
It's not MD, Ryan.
Yeah,
so
do I, Ryan.
But
I need to do a picture of my diploma.
I got one of those off the internet too.
Cool. I also can marry people.
I'm also a priest certified. Yeah. If you want to get married, we'll chat later.
I also got Clippers on the internet. It's fine.
You have a medical background. Have you ever seen something so unsafe, unhealthy out in public that you actually like approached a stranger and said like, you got to stop what you're doing.
You got to get.
Has that ever happened
to
you?
Hospital.
Not like someone's fucked up, but like I saw someone once trying to balance a ladder on a like a it looked like you know those chairs you sit on in like third grade.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
school chair.
Well, but that's common sense.
Wow, what a doctor.
Yeah. Good thing he went to college.
We're the same here. We're the same.
Well, hey. Well, hey, that's I can speak for you. The closest that I know, and I it wasn't like you were here in person. The yeah. closest I know, a lot of people watched the Christmas cast that
you
one year.
Life.
When yep. when Brian had that, and also oh, Brian, when Brian yeah. had a gallon of honey yeah. in his gut, it was yeah. like, hey, not the best idea.
Hey, yeah. I didn't say anything, but I saw a toddler like pounding a Monster Energy drink once at PAX Prime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well,
yeah, we yeah, saw that.
They
yeah.
saw
it was
like that.
The baby was this tall.
Yep.
I could carry them in my two hands like that.
Scale.
And it was full back extension, like pouring the thing into her mouth. And her dad was just like, "Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine." I was just like, "That's not fucking fine. Your baby's gonna explode."
You know, I don't know if this counts. Then I got something. Yesterday, me and Kevin went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
All right. Shouts out to Walt Disney.
Yo, Walt.
Why don't you return my calls?
While we were waiting in the line for Pirates of the Caribbean, this old lady with her daughter, who was like my age, but she was in a severe like coma, asked us to carry her onto Pirates of the Caribbean, so I carried this woman that you know was basically locked in her own mind onto the ride. Does that count?
Why did they have... I would have done that.
Wait, why didn't they have Disneyland attendees help?
What the fuck?
Wait,
I've seen that before. Yeah,
so wait, she was...
Seen that?
She, like, a, they had a woman, like
it
a
was,
vegetable
okay, so
lady?
It was an old lady, yeah. No, she was... She had
she was like shy about
MS
out.
And Rett syndrome.
Oh,
so basically she was tensed up and she was there was nothing there.
That's so
okay. But light as a feather, stiff as a board, type
so
situation.
She but she wanted to ride.
She want well, the mom wanted her to ride pirates.
She yeah. loves
Shivos
at that
the
point.
Caribbean.
I'm pretty sure the lady was there's nothing there. It's a blank slate.
But you don't.
But,
no. So you don't know that, right?
Maybe she could absorb Johnny Depp.
What?
Hold the fuck on. Shivos of the Caribbean?
What?
Are you guys even listening to what you said?
Rocco.
No!
Hey, if you don't, if you don't bring your vegetables, you're going to get scurvy on the open season.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
I did not say that.
Go ahead.
That's bad.
People are looking up.
That's right, yeah.
What a fucked up, terrible daughter. I hope I never have a child that is so wrapped up in their own fucking Disneyland trip that...
say this.
They're taking my ass and putting, like, having strangers put me on a ride?
No,
it was the mom little... doing it to the daughter.
Okay. I thought.
Shitty mom.
I thought.
All right,
no. Wait, stop. No. This mom has this daughter who's in this awful condition and she's taking it to Disneyland.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean is probably going to make it all better.
She's a saint for doing that.
Anyway, she asked me and Kevin to help her.
No, I'm glad you did.
And we got to skip the 40-minute
hey,
line.
I got,
I'm glad
line.
You
I
did.
I got a ride-through video on YouTube. It makes everything way easier. Little Shivo doesn't care if she's on.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Hey, put
you
her,
don't know that.
Wrap the fucking Oculus around her face, pop in the
DP. Hey,
what's the difference?
They do that, actually, for the submarine ride. The submarine and the castle in Disneyland, they actually, for those, there's just a viewing room where they give you like a visual thing.
Cool. And if it was Sean running the submarines, he'd have Ryan carrying all those people in there.
I wouldn't do that. But what I'm saying is that when I saw a similar story on Small World, and to me it's like, I thought it was a beautiful thing. Like, your daughter, you're still taking her to these places and trying to experience, like, give her the most out of life, even though she's in this awful state. I thought it was awesome.
Do you want my medical
opinion? I don't
know.
Yeah, we're going to get the opinion.
Now let's hear that.
He has a doctorate, everybody. Now. He's the only certified medical practitioner in the room.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This is just my personal medical opinion, but at that point, the lady is... This daughter is in her early 30s.
Sure.
She's never said a word. She's never been able to do anything for herself.
Yeah.
Is that a life you want anyone to live?
Are you saying that you want her? What are you talking about? You want to kill her? The daughter?
Sean is getting very
up. And
no.
I don't have a kid. You have a kid, so I understand.
Yeah, never.
Like,
never.
But
ever.
It's just I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
If
all I'm saying
child,
is
a great debate.
All I'm saying is
have a life,
that situation is not helping anybody.
Like, she's taking her. She's doing these things, and maybe the daughter is in there and enjoying it.
Hey, maybe. This podcast went in a really different direction than I was expecting.
Hold on. Final thought, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
Maybe the daughter's fucking hating it.
Maybe.
We'll never know.
I would assume it's hell. You can't move.
Yeah.
You can't interact. You can't do anything.
Sure.
You're stuck in your own head. And also, she is, with the other symptoms she had, she can't move, and she's also mentally retarded.
Maybe she would want to go to Universal Studios instead.
You don't know. But can I ask another opinion on something else? Bad Teacher, still the best movie, or is that on debate?
This is real good. Somebody on the forums found the first time I ever talked about it, literally saying, I just said it was okay.
He loved it.
Video editing.
Yeah.
Can
you find the real clip? Find the real one.
After Effects.
I saw a video where Tom Hanks shook hands with JFK. They can do anything with computers.
That's true.
Okay.
True.
Anyway.
That's true. Cool.
All right. This intense life debate has been brought to you by LootCrate.com.
Yeah!
Check out LootCrate.com, our sponsor. Go ahead and go to lootcrate.com/mega64.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
This is a new one.
Oh!
Sign up.
This makes everybody happy. I'd rather get a Loot Crate than ride a ride any day.
Exactly. Lootcrate.com/mega64. Use the passcode mega64 when you check out. And thank you very much for supporting us. Also, go to shop.mega64.com. We still got some, not a lot, in stock.
New
company
shit.
Hoodies. You guys remember these from many, many years ago.
Old shit.
But they're back on a softer, nicer hoodie. There you go.
Like we said, get one Throwback Thursday picture.
But hey, yeah. we're almost sold out of especially XL.
Act fast.
So you got
by the
hurry.
Time they see this, it's going to be gone.
Maybe.
Act quickly. Be swift.
Okay. Let's open this week's Loot Crate.
Knife?
Let's see what's in it. Do you got one?
Does Garrett have a knife?
It's like asking him to figure that out.
I got one of these waiting at home. Should I leave?
But for that reason, we're gonna
spoil this.
Okay. What's in this month's? Again, if you don't know Loot Crate, Loot Crate sends you a box of random stuff every month. What's gonna be
close
in
up
it?
On this? Let's get the camera close up
get
on this box.
The close up.
Ooh, so much that, fun.
Who that. Knows?
Ooh, tell me when
be
I should
it.
Open it.
Open it now.
Oh.
The perfect unboxing.
Oh.
We heard it first.
Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
We announced this shit. We told you.
Dragon. There is Dragon.
A guide
some
to
Skyrim
dragons.
Shit. What is this? Skyrim something.
The Nord.
Ooh,
this is a figurine.
Dude, a Game of Thrones vinyl figure. I'll get that. Thank you.
Game of Thrones. Vinyl figure with Family Guy mashup. Stewie is the king.
That's true. That's good.
Stewie is the king.
That is good.
Family Guy mashup.
Oh, that's good. I wonder who we got.
Is this a Skyrim figurine? Should we see?
We got dragon jerky.
What the fuck?
Derek, you should eat that.
We should all eat that.
I want to
eat
it.
Yeah,
I
what is that?
Try a bite of that.
Oh, it is green beef jerky.
Well
I can't confirm what the meat is. Might
see,
be Komodo
see,
dragon.
We got to die. I'm assuming for a dungeon.
Oh,
dragon.
Dude, we got a squishy D20. Hold on.
You excited about that?
Hold on, let me get some stats on this.
Yeah.
You used to play a little D&D.
I rolled a tank. No, it was a 15. Shit, that's still pretty good.
All right, let's see what vinyl fig is in here. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
we got a lot of
what's inside
on this.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh, dude, it is.
I dropped a dagger.
It is the Norse. Skyrim Norse.
That's the one you want, right?
And then I just knocked every fucking dragon out of the sky. Whoa. Good night.
Whoa.
Good night, dragons.
Let's see.
What Game of Thrones figure did Sean?
What else? There's more in here. You got there's a dog
tag. Joffrey, dude.
We got dog tags. We
button?
Got button. Who's got the button? We do.
Dude, I think.
Oh, wait, look who!
I think I got
pretty girl with pink hair.
Stark.
Hello.
I think it's Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sean got Ned Stark.
I got
Stark.
Ned Stark.
Did you?
They put Avril Lavigne in the Loot Crate.
Spoiler.
Hand of the King.
Look at how kawaii she is.
That's
y'all.
Cool.
Kawaii.
That's cool.
Wait, who is that?
Ned Stark.
That is Ned Stark mixed with Peter Griffin. Hey. Hey, everybody. I'm the King of the North.
I think if
it's
you...
It's a mashup. Eric, it's a mashup.
If you wear this
to
prom, you are definitely getting laid afterwards.
What is that?
This is a Dragon Slayer dog tag, and it just shows your foes how many dragons you've slayed. And there's tick marks here. It looks like well over 30 dragons that this...
Oh, just bring that to prom.
Yeah.
These,
well, well
these
you're definitely going to get...
Featured looters.
Land jam, at least.
Hey, Loot Crate, feature us on... We're not posting on Instagram, but just screen cap this...
And upload it.
And upload it.
Yeah. Just
like
and you upload Dragon it. Shield screen cleaner?
It's a,
you can stick it on
the... Hey, this
phone.
Is a good box. The dragon was sick.
Hey,
like
this
it.
Is
a,
I like
hey,
it.
This is a good one. So yeah, go subscribe to Loot. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and sign up today.
You guys want to try the dragon jerky?
Yeah. We're going to have a piece of dragon jerky.
I'm scared. I'm afraid. It probably tastes okay, but yeah. I'm afraid it's going to be, like, nasty.
Hey, web is not supposed to be green.
It's going to taste like... don't say that. Wait a minute. Do you have a knife?
It's green, yeah.
Where's the knife?
Yeah, where's the knife at?
Here's the knife.
It's like... I don't know what the fuck. I'm worried.
It looks honestly, like lizard tails.
Yeah, I'm honestly worried.
Can you move the loot crate box so we can see what you're doing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm cutting open the dragon jerky.
Ooh, that sharp knife.
See how sharp that
knife
is?
I don't know.
I'm going to take a little sniff piece. First.
No. That was Ryan.
I'll go all in.
Do it, Derek.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's, oh, it's green powder over some other type of...
How is it, Derek?
It tastes okay, but it has a weird consistency.
It's very smoky.
Does it taste like
day-old
unrefrigerated wings?
doesn't taste as good. Whoa, it looks scaly.
Oh, I'm
going to have to.
It looks
smoky.
It looks scaly. I do not think that is beef. Maybe it is, though.
I think it could be.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's really not bad.
It's like sweet jerky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, confirmed. It is anal meat. No, it's beef. It says beef right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
It is not anal meat.
No, it's not bad.
Anal beef.
No, it's good.
Not anal beads.
Cool. No.
All right.
I like it, a dragon.
Anyways, go to lootcrate.com, type in keyword Mega64, get some loot of
that
your own.
That was.
Okay, so, hey, I wasn't on last week. I just wanted to say, because I never got to, thank you to everybody who watched, this is going back a ways, but the Stanley Parable video.
Yeah.
I wanted to say thanks for everybody who enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun. And I've never gotten a question more in my entire life than, is your phone okay? Did your phone break? I'm sure you talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing bounced like a basketball, and it was okay. And I don't know if you gave this explanation, but everybody who saw the phone get thrown in that video, it's incredible. How did it not break? And my theory, you know, you may be a man of science. Hey, the phone case, it made it bounce. I'm a man of faith.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She summoned Christ Jesus.
The Christ King?
Yep. She summoned Christ Jesus.
She was using
exactly.
His name.
His attention was drawn to the situation, and then he was like, yes, did you call?
Yeah.
Or are you breaking the dude's phone? Come on.
All right,
I'm going to throw you one, dude.
That's right.
And that was it, and it didn't break.
It
was the passion of the Christ.
Not even like, I thought it would be like destroyed,
yeah.
Let alone a cracked screen or something messed up.
Yeah.
Totally fine. There's a scuff. On your case. A little bit of a scuff.
Yeah, but that's it. But I wanted to say, just from a different perspective real quick, my favorite moment of filming that video was after that, obviously finding out my phone was okay.
Yeah.
She did open the YouTube app. Whoops. Anyway, but picking that up and bringing it back, and I was jubilant. I knew we got great footage.
Yeah.
And the phone was fine. So what else do you want? You know, right. So I was just like, I was cracking up. Oh, my God. Did you see that? Derek had a blank expression on his face, and I'm like, did you see that? Wasn't that awesome? And I'll never forget what Derek said. I dropped my phone from my bed and it broke.
Yeah.
Like, Derek was almost bummed. He was like, I dropped it. I checked my email when I fucking woke up and it broke.
Yeah.
He is really lucky with his
phone. Not only that, I've broken so many smartphones, and it's like, I get out of my car and it falls out of my pocket. Broken.
Yeah.
It's on my bed. I sit on my bed. It falls off. Broken.
Yeah.
And it's like, she threw it full force extension. And
what's crazier to me is that...
It's not fair.
If you know Rocco, he's probably had an iPhone case 2 times.
Yeah.
I never have a case.
Ever. Yeah. Once with the Konami thing.
Yeah.
That Konami case, what you had to screw on, whatever.
I had a Metal Gear case.
Of all the time I've known you, that's the only time you've ever had a case. Yep. What are the odds your phone had a case on it at that moment?
Totally. But even still, it's still a great percentage of luck, because I remember the day the iPhone 5 came out, going to reach up for something in the kitchen... And it fell the height of, I mean, a foot above my head, face down on a tile, not a scratch.
I remember that.
What is going on?
I don't know if I talked about this or if you remember, but yeah, I was with you after you picked up the phone. And it's funny because I think your adrenaline was running so high from the experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall, but you actually talked to the woman afterwards. And you were so snarky to her. You had your phone. You picked it up. And you're just like, oh, it's fine. Still, it's not broken.
It's fine. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Yeah, you were so like rubbing it in her face.
I was definitely, because I see some people in the chat that are like, yeah, right, you were scared. Oh, I was definitely
Definitely, it's part a of, crazy person.
I didn't want to in that situation. Like, I didn't. I just didn't want to get stabbed. You know, yeah. So it's like I don't.
It gets your blood pumping.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I definitely was. But
that too. But I mean, I'm not even going to pretend that I get nervous filming public 100%.
Skits. 100%. Yeah. All the time.
We don't not get nervous, even though we've done this for a long time.
Yes. But you're going against the unknown.
Yeah, your adrenaline gets pumped up. Is somebody here? No, nobody's here. Anyway. Sorry. Ghosts. Yeah, your adrenaline gets going, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, sometimes people are aggressive, and, you know, your body gets into fight or flight mode. That's what happens.
Though I will say, I appreciate moments like that, because at that moment, I thought, I don't know what she's going to do. I hope I don't get stabbed. That my adrenaline hits an all-time high, then at that point, after that, it's like, oh, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Anybody else's reactions,
yeah, true.
I'll piss on their leg. I don't care at this point. I wouldn't really do that.
After you have one of those, it's like, I am invincible.
Yeah. Hey, it's like,
the adrenaline's in you.
Hey, it's like when we did the Deus Ex thing, and we got into that massive, like, argument with the guy in that car or whatever. There was a guy who, like, tried to run us off the road, and we were, like, screaming at him. Once that happened, it was like, I'll go into any store. I'll break computers. I don't care.
What are we gonna do now?
Yeah, I just don't have that inhibition anymore at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I just wanted to say real quick, thanks everybody who watched that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about this week, in case you didn't see, we did a collaboration. Well, not really collaboration.
Crossover.
We were on their show.
Yeah.
But Game Grumps has a little tabletop game show called Table Flip. And we appeared on it. We actually filmed that. A while ago. We filmed that in like January.
Yeah, months ago.
But it just now aired. And you can go... It'll be up on YouTube, I think, later. I don't know if that's like a secret thing, so...
Shit. Whatever. What did you guys play?
But what's that?
What game did you play?
We played Cash and Guns.
Cash and Guns.
Oh, cool. And you can watch it. You go to PolarisGo.com. You can watch... There's like a series of videos that where we were playing it. So anyway.
That game was a lot of fun. I just checked into the comments briefly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negative
reaction
to that, which surprised me because we were invited by friends to play a board game and we filmed
that was it
and we wore a costume.
Yeah.
And people got really mad about it.
So,
were you being dumb? Were you guys being dumb?
No. People our fans were mad at us for doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so I was saying to this...
What a bunch of haters.
I was saying this to them earlier because if you go to their promo that they uploaded, it's all good. Everyone's like, this is a great episode. It's really weird because I was telling them the other day, or just a little bit ago, I get emails all day, every day. Hey, you guys should do more stuff with other groups. Do something with Game Grumps. I love Game Grumps. Do something with Game Grumps. So I was like, damn, they're really going to be jazzed about this. And it was weird. It was nobody who watched it, you know. So, I mean, whatever. I think that most people who watched it, you know, it was fun watching it. And I want to say, there's someone who commented on our video, and man, I can't remember the name because I want to give him a shout out. Sorry. But he wrote, like, hey, if anybody actually watches this, you'll know, like, they didn't hold back their humor in any way, and it was full of things that you're going to think are funny. So just give it a chance.
Yeah,
you
can't please
so anyway.
All the people all the time.
Yeah, you can, but I just saw a lot of negativity about it, which surprised me because I thought it was a really fun, positive thing.
Yeah.
And I was really excited about it.
It wasn't like we teamed up with them and wrote something or... something that they didn't like. It was just playing a board game.
It's an extremely vocal minority.
Yeah.
Half
dislikes, though. It's pretty crazy. What?
Yeah.
I said I watched it. Yeah. It was very funny.
Thank you. And that was a ton of fun, and I would love to do it again if they'd ever have us back.
Dude.
So, I mean, whatever.
Oh, thank you.
Jelly beans.
But,
have you guys ever played that game before?
No.
It's
a game I've run through before.
It's outlawed in America.
What that black version is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They did
racist.
Clipper fan over here.
Fucking. Pup in the Macklemore CD, please.
Why do you say that?
Well, because now the guns are orange, but you can also get the expansion where you get katanas and ninja stars.
I heard that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, what is the logic between... one. You can't have a black-colored gun, but you can have a katana.
Well, the katana is also orange.
There are laws. Okay. There are laws on any toy gun that's black.
Yep.
Man, all the toy guns that I had when I was a kid were black.
I know.
And if they were orange, I'd spray paint.
And hey, I remember, see, it's funny, on the other side of it, I remember being a kid and having all these guns I bought at Disneyland.
So many guns from Disneyland.
And I remember one day me and my friend just pointing them at cars as they drove by. Acting like we were blowing them up, and a woman pulled over. And I was scared shitless. And a woman came up, pulled over, and was like, I don't give a shit if those are fake. You never do this.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, and I thought, you're such an idiot. And it's like, she just saw a gun pointed at the car. I don't know.
That's fair. You know, when I was a kid at Disneyland, I always wanted to just get a sword. That's all I ever wanted. Do they still sell this?
I don't know.
They had Nerf swords.
Oh, come on. The plastic.
They had all of the guns are now orange and green.
All
of the weaponry is either Nerf or
if I was the president of Smith & Wesson, the new Magnum that came out would be neon green.
Orange tip. There's gang members that were posting on social media to promote this movement in their gangs where they would spray paint all their guns like pink and white and stuff to make them look fake.
That's really funny and clever.
Kudos
to the criminals.
Funny and clever.
Kudos to the criminals. They keep finding ways to frighten me.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say real quick, though, about the table flip thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and it was really cool.
A lot of fun.
And we filmed. There's more. More will come out. Yeah. We did more.
Yeah.
We did a different game, and there's a lot more people involved in that.
So get ready for that.
I like that second game better.
Yeah, the second game, it was better.
Better
definitely.
Than pointing guns at each other?
The second game, I want to buy that game.
The second game was very fun, and yeah, we were there all day filming stuff with a bunch of different guests. Yeah, we were there for 2 days. We were there while they were filming stuff with other people, and I just want to say thank you to everybody involved.
Yeah.
Everybody up there at Game Grumps, they were all really nice. It was the first time I had met them and talked to them at length. I think we'd met briefly in the past, and it was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it was, and they kept feeding us.
They fed us a ton of food. Check out the videos before you talk shit on them. You can at least do us that credit.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I wanted to say about that specifically, one of the most fun things, or funniest, I guess, things about doing Mega 64 and that we've done it this long, almost consistently, almost 100% of the time, when people call us a sellout, it's for something we did for fun or to be nice.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And it happened again.
Yeah.
We thought it would be fun to play a board game. That's why we did this.
Yeah.
We didn't do it for a monetary reason. We didn't do it for whatever. Oh, wow, these sellout fucks, you know, whatever. We got it for the music video we did for our friend's band that we were not paid for.
Well, you lost money.
We spent money on it.
Yeah.
You know, anytime we talk with the Razor guys, hey, we're just friends with those guys. We really, I mean, they've given us stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's not like whatever, but we are longtime friends with those guys. And when we do promos, like, you know, they've shot promos at our booth.
Yeah.
It's because we're all having fun and we do it. They've never gone like, okay, this much and we'll shoot at your booth. It's just fun. And Those are just a few things, but all the things that we get called out on. But we'll do a thing with Konami.
Yeah.
Oh, tight. Like this was totally. There was money going around on this.
That's
So anyway, it's just funny. But it almost consistently happens. Yeah. I never hear it about. Oh, we did it for this thing. So it's just funny. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And but anyway, so there will be more. And I do like the next game a lot better.
Yeah. That game was fun, too. So,
yeah, this one was fun.
Yeah, thank you for watching. If those you did, and yeah, check it out if you haven't. It's really good.
I wanted to say just real quick, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but a little bit before that, I did a guest spot on Newegg.
Yeah.
Newegg TV. They asked, this is going back a while.
Check that out.
They get asked, by the way, wasn't called a sellout for doing that.
Yeah, no.
And I kept that computer.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway.
That video is great.
But, we were asked forever ago by Newegg. They said we're doing this series where we have different guests on, and they build a computer that's suited to their needs or suited to their field. And you know, would you want to come on and build like the ultimate gaming PC? And I was like, oh, that's cool. But I think honestly, like our headquarters could use a really good editing computer. And they were like, oh, we've never done that. That's cool. Okay, so we'll start talking to different sponsors and stuff to try to get good components. And so they did. But it took a while. Like, it took, you know, some months to get, like, you know, oh, we're waiting for this part. We could get this one, but we're going to wait for this better one over here, you know, and stuff like that. And so it was really, really cool. It finally happened. But it was, like, the day after we got back for PAX. And when we initially started, I think it was just going to be me. But then it was going to be all of us. But then it was the day after PAX. And everyone was kind of not feeling that great. So I was like, look, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I needed to go up to LA anyway. So I'll do it. Okay, great. What I didn't tell them was that I was going to be in character when I did it.
I had no
idea. And that's because I didn't know either until the night before. I was kind of like, wonder if that'd be funny. I just don't want it to be boring. I don't know. So I just grabbed some glasses and some shirts and like a trench coat and stuff I didn't even know if I was going to use. And then on the way up there, halfway up, I was just like, it's going to be dull if I'm just like, yeah, right, you know, whatever. So I just did a character and... That was it. That was decided, good. And in the moment, and I showed up there, and I was just like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm not going to act like myself. Is that okay? And they were like, oh, whatever you want to do. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't tell them anything
whatever
else.
Whatever you want to do.
And we hit record, and that happened.
You know, that happened, and then Rocco got back and didn't tell us that he was a character still.
I didn't think of it. I really wasn't intending
went up,
to.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this, Rocco?
You look like shit. What is this? But anyway,
really funny though. Really funny.
And
really
and I told them there on the set they hit cut, and I said, half the people who watch this are going to be really mad at you guys.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that's good to hear. I was like, no, but the host, was on the same page. He's like, exactly. He's like, I saw your Firefall thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, really? And he's like, oh yeah, half the people are going to be. So angered over this, but no one will stop talking about this one. So I'm. Yeah. That's why I was on board.
And
I was like,
you
cool.
Do a can crush.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
You should talk about the can crush.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what yeah. I didn't realize. Two things I didn't realize. One, I didn't realize that by the time this went up, the original cut of the video was actually 25 minutes or something like that. That's what they originally sent me, and I might still have that version somewhere.
Oh, that's not
what
went up?
I didn't know that. What they put up was 10 minutes. Oh, and man. I didn't realize what they cut out was. I went through every component of the computer and talked about how I was going to use it, and it was excruciating. It was like, this is my hard drive. I can finally fit all the footage I shot at Disneyland. I waited in line 4 hours to meet the Frozen princesses, and they kept telling me to leave, and now I have proof of what they said. And, you know, stuff like that. And but it went on so long. I mean, I remember they sent me the first cut, and I'm like, are people going to watch a half-hour thing? Yeah. So actually, it's good they cut it to 10 minutes. But anyway, so I didn't realize that. Second thing I didn't realize is in the moment, it was just we built the PC. We, like, went and got lunch and then came back, built the PC. And then it was like, I was like, hey, guys, I want to do a grand finale. Can someone get me a can of soda? And they were like,
the grand finale.
Okay. I don't know what this is. And they brought me a Diet Coke. Okay. And I just told them, hit record. Okay, great. And so they hit record. Oh, new egg for the win. You know, and I chugged it through the whole part.
Yeah.
My whole plan was to hype up a finale, and then it's just a can crush. Just what I didn't realize, I thought I chugged that thing to completion, and instead it was, there was like this much Diet Coke left in it.
You can
and
hear it.
I did not know. It spilled all over the keyboard and like some of the RAM, I think. It just spilled on it. And
on
I think they muted it out. What?
On open components?
They mostly were sealed.
Boxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah.
They were
all
in there.
All the sponsors, the people who gave them.
Yeah.
They knew eggs got
so I give them credit they left that in.
Yeah,
but
really.
They muted it. But I, very out of character, went, shit. And
you weren't supposed to curse.
The cut was, yeah, they told me up front, don't curse.
Oh,
but
shit.
So I told them. So then we cut, and everyone rushed in with paper towels.
He is not supposed to curse. He just spilled soda all over the components.
Yeah.
The components, which he fucked up talking
about.
Never
going to have you back.
And then curses.
So
I guess you're not going to get a badass editing PC.
Well, yeah, me and Derek are fucked.
Oh, well, but we've been using it all week.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
It's been great.
It's awesome. It's a little bit sticky, but it's fine.
It's being used for something pretty good.
But anyway, so everyone in the room at that time, they just filmed it. And I just wanted to say, Newegg gave me a tour of their facility. And, you know, for the most part, building the computer, really only I needed to be there. It was just, you know, hey, here's this, and one person builds it, and that was fine. So it was fine that Derek and Sean weren't there, but that was the one time I was bummed you guys weren't, was when they had their fulfillment center and everything. We were in a warehouse as far... It was like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
It, just as far as the eye could see, and there's people everywhere just taking things off, and there's conveyor belts carrying baskets and dropping it into a package.
Oh,
it goes
into
a truck.
Ooh.
And it was, like, incredible. And they were like, yeah, we really don't want you to shoot video in here.
Imagine if you jump on one of those conveyor belts. Who knows where you'll end up.
Yeah, exactly. But
I'm surprised that they don't have a thing in, like, Texas where land is cheaper. In L.A., that's a lot of land.
I think they might have other ones in other places. What were you going to say?
What's up, Ryan? Never mind.
Okay. But anyway, but we put it all together and...
What, say it.
I was asked not to.
Okay.
Anyway,
shit.
So touring that was really, really... That was one of those days where I felt really lucky. You know what I mean? There are times, and we've talked about it before, like when we got our DVD manufactured once, they gave us a tour of how they replicate DVDs.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where it's like, I feel like I got a PBS special here handed to me, you know? And that was one of those things where it's like, I got to watch those people in their job for a day. That was really, really cool.
You know what's funny? Speaking of PBS specials, you would always see that stuff on Mr. Rogers. You know, you remember?
Yeah.
He would always go to
where the mail gets sorted.
This is where mail gets sorted. This is how they make roller skates.
On there, forget crayons and Sesame Street with my favorite one.
It's so funny you mentioned that. Just the other day, I was walking down the street and I just thought to myself, he's dead.
Fred Rogers?
Yeah. Mr. Rogers is dead. And just like, there's no Mr. Rogers for like the new generation.
You know what went all
enough repeats to show for the next 50
years.
Yeah,
but kids did,
that's gotta be weird.
When I was a kid, I always hated watching those leftover shows from the 70s. Like, give me the new shit. That's how I felt when I was a kid. So nobody's fucking watching Mr. Rogers.
And it looks so dated in his sweater.
Even
his
when
train
it was
tracks.
New, it looked dated.
Yeah.
Like he didn't update his formula from like the get-go. It was just like, this is my show, this is it.
Yeah.
It went like viral again for like a day not that long ago. But someone linked to his speech when I don't remember what award it was, but he got some kind of lifetime achievement.
It was a lifetime daytime Emmy.
Yeah, and they gave it to him, and it will wreck you. You watch it, and he's just so thankful to everybody, and he's getting teary eyed, and then he's like, "But most of all, I just want to thank not even the names that I mentioned, but just the little people who are always supportive to you, that maybe you don't think about, that have brought you to this point, who have helped you, that you don't even would normally thank, you know? And he's like, I just want to take, you know, 30 seconds and just let's all sit here and think about that. Which everyone's looking at each other like, is he really going to stop for 30 seconds? He's like, I just want you to take a minute to do that. Don't worry, I'll keep time. And everyone laughs. And everyone laughs, but then the laughter dies down. He stops. He just stops and he's like, okay. And you just see everyone in the crowd start to, like, really choke up. They're all just, like, they're just sitting in that moment. You know what I mean? And then he was like, okay, I hope you thought of someone special, and please go home and thank them. Thank you very much. It was just like, oh, this is just...
Have you ever seen the video of him testifying in front of Congress to get more money for PBS?
No.
I heard about that, but I never saw it.
So, this was, I think, either late 70s or early 80s. They were trying to cut all the funding for PBS entirely. Yeah. And he went and he talked in front of Congress, and within like a 10-minute speech, got all the funding back.
Wow!
Oh.
Wow!
He's badass.
But who wants to say "f you" to him?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, before you make your decision, and then like a little trolley comes through Congress, and then it goes through a little hole, and they're in that little
whenever
imagination
they,
land.
He left, like he was in his house still, but he went to a different room.
Yeah.
For some reason, my mind was like, oh. Fuck, he's in like a bedroom. Whoa!
Oh, they're showing a kitchen.
I remember that episode. He's like, walk into my bedroom. There's my bed. That's where the magic happens. That's and then the camera's like,
bam, 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 bam.
Cribs.
That's a bad boy for life.
Speaking of shows nobody will ever see ever again, MTV's Cribs.
Just hit Kevin.
Can you get it on DVD? Is that not archived? No,
you can get Pimp My Ride on DVD.
Pimp My Ride is on DVD, but can you get Cribs?
Wow,
Cribs was, they did volumes that were like rappers.
No shit.
And they did volumes of it.
That's good.
Mr. Rogers, they don't, though. Mr. Rogers should have like a badass Blu-ray box set.
Hey, is Bob Ross on DVD?
Yes.
Really?
Are you sure?
I've seen it for sale, like on commercials.
Wow.
Because that
stuff that doesn't go out of the style because it's him teaching how to paint. I want to do that now.
They are whatever company owns Bob Ross has really held on to it. Like, they sell it, Ryan, but I think it's like for educational purposes.
Oh,
and it's like, well, I
would educate myself.
Yeah,
than those shitty DVDs. Who cares? I want a Bob Ross painting. I want to hang that on my wall. Happy trees, fucking calm ass
mountains.
Yeah, you know
what? He painted so often for a show. There's probably a lot of his work out there.
There are, and there's a collection. There's a market for it. I actually looked it up on the internet a few years ago because I was interested. And he's a famous artist.
What
there's a market for his paintings.
What is like a low level Bob Ross painting?
Oh, I think it's
like a couple thousand. Yeah. At least like 3,000 maybe.
Wow.
Well, someone in the chat. Basically. PSNBD says they recently released a Bob Ross Blu-ray documentary.
What?
Well, let me know, because I want to know, because I'm all over that.
Isn't his son trying to do something I read something about like his son's trying to make his own joy painting show.
Oh, really?
Weird. Something like that.
I know they have like they sell Bob Ross paints.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. That's a brand.
Yeah. Speaking of Ross, well, he wasn't really there in this game that we played, but real quick, I just want to say about the Game Grumps thing. This is just a thing that just popped back into my head.
Yeah.
But we played the game with Susie and Barry, and they were great. Yeah. They were super great.
Shouts out to Susie and Barry.
But I want to give a shout out from the Disneyland Pimps here. Shout out to Susie because she knew all about – she used to work at Disney World, actually, over there. But now that she's here, her and Aaron, Ego Raptor, whatever you want to call them, they're at Disneyland all the time. She was all about, like, Haunted Mansion stuff. And so it was like, oh, cool. And so I got to talk to her about that. And it was like, I was like, yeah, I've got, like, all... Because Disneyland released a lot of, like, replica stuff and things like that from the Haunted Mansion. I have all that. So I told her that because I saw in one of their videos was all that stuff, too. And I was like, that must be your house, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's all mine. That's not even Aaron's. That's mine. I was like, oh, cool. And then she dropped a bomb. She went, yeah. She was like, yeah, what else do you have? Because I've got the, you know what they project? Madame Leota's face, how they project it on the ball? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I have the film. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How the hell did you get that? I was like, I thought I was like King of the Castle, you know, hey, Haunted Mansion expert over here. I got slammed to the ground. Anyway, she has like a giant strip of the film.
Yeah.
That they would.
And I talked to her at length, and I'm pretty sure she's a bigger Power Rangers fan than you are, too.
Oh, wow.
Don't believe his lies. She has the actual dragon's dagger, she has the real one.
Don't believe his lies.
And it has Tommy's saliva stuck
still in the mouth.
Still in it. It's, if you tip it over, it'll drain a little bit.
Is she going to Power Morphicon?
She's got is deck. Running it.
True. Whoa!
Please.
She's running it. Yeah.
Please.
Anyways.
No more lies. Like ass tonight, I guess. Whatever. Anyway.
There you have it.
There you have it, everybody. hey, I wanted it real quick shout out to... our good friend, we talked about on the podcast not that long ago, Chris Dane Owens. Mm. You may know him as the creator of CBO. Shine On Me, but also more recently, Lightspeed, his new video.
And that's a slow burn. I love that.
That video
first
was a grower.
Like, you can't touch Shine On Me. You can't touch it. And then I saw that like for the fifth time. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's better.
Worthy successor.
Maybe it's better.
Well, so I wanted to say, shout out to him. He had to re-upload the video because of some kind of error. So it actually it had a good amount of hits. Now it had to be re-uploaded, so it's kind of back at square one. So I want to let everybody know I'm going to favorite that again on our main channel. And if you get a chance, take a watch it again.
Take a
favorite
look.
It, like it, whatever. I really want to throw that guy one because that video does not deserve to be unnoticed. Like that video, Lightspeed is incredible. Chris Dane Owens, and I heard an interview with him recently. He did an hour long interview with a podcast, and I can't remember the name of it, and I apologize. But look it up, Chris Dane Owens' interview. And it was an hour long, and every second of it was fascinating. I did not know he was the son of Gary Owens, who was a very famous announcer. And you've heard his voice definitely in...
Really?
He was in Laugh-In. He was in a lot of old shows, but he played Space Ghost. He played Powdered Toast Man in Ren and Stimpy. Famous old-time voice actor. That's his kid. Wow. Like Chris Dane Owens, he went into production. Chris Dane Owens,
little space ghost.
He's a behind the scenes guy, but he's like, you know what? In my off time, I'm making a music video, and that's you know what he did, and it's awesome. So you got to check that out, Chris Dane Owens. Give him a shout out and leave the comment. Space ghost.
No,
this is completely unrelated. But I went to a local comedy club just opened up. Actually, it's been around for a while. Starbucks across the street from here.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I walked into the Starbucks tonight before this podcast, and I don't get the humor. I asked if they had an item.
Oh, no.
The reason I bring this up is because Garrett and I go to the Starbucks.
No!
We often go to the Starbucks, and we often just have quirky experiences.
Yeah.
And I had a quirky experience tonight where I was like, oh, I'll get this coffee, and do you have this sandwich? I always get this sandwich, but I didn't see it in the case. So I was like, do you have it? And the guy went, no. And I like reached for another sandwich. I was like, all right, let me get this one instead. He's like, ha, I'm just kidding with you. I think it's in the back. So then he just leaves. And I'm sitting there like, okay. Interesting. All right, maybe that's it. I'll get my sandwich. From this point out, it's going to be smooth. He comes back out, and he's like, hey, man, I got bad news for you. We got it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, cool, thank you. And then I turn, and I'm waiting to pay, and he's over there putting it in the thing. He's like, then he stops. He's like, you want it, right?
Yeah. Are you just going like, so I was like, kill me now. I don't know.
I was like, yeah, I want it. He's like, good, because I opened it, and I opened it before I asked you. And I was like, all right, well, give it to me. It's mine.
Jesus Christ. That
was it. And then I'm just kind of hanging out there, like, looking around. And I noticed, like, everybody's, like, kind of quirky and stuff, and something occurs to me. There's an alarming rate at this Starbucks of dreadlocks.
Yeah.
More and more people,
they all like Garrett,
are having dreadlocks. And it reminded me of Garrett.
They talk to me about it every time I go there. Honestly,
I think, Garrett, you go there so often and they fucking admire your hair. By the way, side note, I've had people come up to me and say, like, you're friends with that dreadlock guy, right? And I say, whoa, like, yeah. And they'd be like,
what?
This girl likes him. And this girl, like, she was like, oh, shut up. And I was just like, that's so fucking funny. And
you told me that at that Starbucks.
I think you're rubbing off on them because they all have dreadlocks.
You know what it is? They all like that girl.
Here's the thing. Their dreadlocks fucking suck. And I was thinking real hard about it, and I was like, Garrett does it right. He dyes his dreadlocks black. And I think that's a big factor.
They all have
blonde dreadlocks, and blonde dreadlocks fucking suck.
They look like they're turning into shit.
Yeah,
you can see how dirty.
Exactly.
You see how dirty they are.
You look like you're turning into shit. Yeah. And there's just something about blonde dreadlocks that is just like, fuck you. Like, cut your ratty ass hair off.
Or dye it black.
And comb it out and make it look nice.
Keep it mysterious. Keep it dark.
Yeah, I think black dreadlocks are the way to go. Yeah, you dye them. I think that's smart. It's just they all think they're so funny and cute over there, and they all have blonde dreadlocks, and it's a fucking adventure every time you go.
Because black guys have cool fucking dreadlocks.
Yes.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, I will tell you something about you dyeing your dreadlocks, though. Huh. When we were at PAX East, we were sharing a room, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, fuck. And he looks at his pillow, and there's this, like, black streaks.
There's, like, a stain. Line. I, like, dyed the
pillow. I was like, oh, shit, when did you dye your hair? I don't know, like, 4 months ago?
No. It was like, 2 weeks before PAX.
But still.
What happens is I'll get it wet again that night because I wash my scalp.
Yeah.
And then it reactivates the dye that's still
in it. Just, there's something about blonde dreadlocks where it's like you're trying too hard to look like...
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. To each his own. I'm trying too hard, man. I've seen some girls with blonde dreadlocks that look good.
I don't know if I've seen a female with that I was like, you pulled it off. I don't know if I've seen that. Have you seen
if
that?
Any of you out there watching have blonde dreadlocks,
cut them off.
You probably... Eric says cut them off. I was going to throw you a compliment and say, you probably look good.
Yeah.
Nah, anyone with blood...
But most of the time, it looks gross.
Anyone with blonde dreadlocks looks like those dudes from The Matrix.
I think blonde dreadlocks just, they look unnecessary to me. It's like, you don't need to have dreadlocks. I don't know why you do.
Oh, I think people with blonde dreadlocks look like the singer from The Offspring from, like, 1996.
When I
like,
go
like,
driving.
Yeah,
when,
from, like, from Ixnay on the Ombre. Like, before... Like,
yeah, Ixnay on the Dread Ace.
Yeah, Ixnay on the Meth.
Ed Dreads.
Yeah. Sorry. Meth Heads.
Speaking of just real cute, I just want to talk about something very angering to me. I almost had a stroke when they announced, the asshole Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
But this was worse.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, worse.
I don't believe it.
Avril Lavigne's new video? I'm so mad.
You're mad?
I've got a sick taste in my mouth.
I haven't seen it. Should I get mad?
It's,
I could be mad.
Racist.
Hey, I could get mad on a dime. Just tell me, I'll be mad right now.
Avril.
But did the internet say I should be mad?
Yeah.
Then I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah. Avril.
Fuck you, Avril Lavigne. I'm mad.
Avril Lavigne and I have the same birthday. We are the exact same age.
Really?
So I have a special connection.
Stars are aligned.
September 27th, 1985. Libras, what's up? Avril's one side of the scale. I'm the other. We're like the perfect blend.
Are you? Yeah. What do you and Chad Kroeger share some dates or something?
We don't share anything.
Nothing.
Hmm. I'm not working for McDonald's.
But
check out TV Carnage, everybody.
Avril Lavigne released a new music video for her song "Hello Kitty." It is very kawaii. It's inspired by Japanese culture. Here's the thing. I agree with the people on the internet who say it's bullshit. But I disagree. Yeah, I disagree. Yeah, it sucks. It's a bad video.
It does suck.
It's a bad video.
They took it offline.
I saw that. Yeah. When I went to watch it, I couldn't find it anywhere. It was all taken down.
It's back up now. I think that they got such a negative reaction, they took it down, and then got an even bigger negative reaction for like not sticking to your
people
guns.
People are talking about your video.
That they put it back up.
That.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's racist, and I don't think it's like no. I don't hate it for any of the reasons I see people complaining about it, but it's like, it has this Japanese aesthetic that is very ripped off and contrived.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's trying to cash in on something that's popular.
Here's what I said to these guys. If it was Avril Lavigne in a warehouse, like, half naked, like, grinding on some, like, pole or something, there'd be no issue. It would have 200 million views.
Yeah.
Because the music is just the same as any, like, Miley Cyrus or Lady Gaga.
It's like dubstep-y.
Yeah, it's just, like, heavy bass, pop, dance music. But it's the fact that that video is what it is that is so bad.
I still think she's smoking hot.
It's a gaudy, in-your-face...
Skrillex haircut?
I don't give
she has a
fuck.
She has like a Skrillex haircut. She's ripping off like Chiari's style.
Yeah.
She's trying to be Chiari.
That's, I think, what people are mad about. But I didn't see anything in the video that was racist.
At the same time, she wrote a song that's all like kawaii, Hello Kitty. So how could she make a video that wasn't that aesthetic?
Yeah, was she going to be in like a warehouse or like a...
Well, I mean...
Yeah, was she going to be like naked in a warehouse grinding on a pole?
Not only does the video suck, like I think we're all agreeing, it's like the song sucks too.
I'm so mad.
So
it's okay.
The song sucks, but it's no worse.
Kesha fan over here.
His favorite song. Awesome close up on Ryan, him saying it's okay.
Good.
It's gotta get a
book. Sean, his favorite song.
Here's the thing. That song is a piece of shit.
Royce, screen cap this and say my favorite song is Avril Kawaii.
Sean, when you edit this, can you put like RX just what the doctor prescribed?
I don't think it's any worse than Kesha.
It's not. It's
or any
same
of the other trashy pop songs.
Oh.
It's just, honestly...
Medical opinion.
Avril Lavigne, it's just a little contrived, I think, because you know her as this, like, North American rock star.
Yeah,
and here
Canadian.
She is.
Canadian. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Canada's part of North America.
Wait,
no, he's right. I checked it out.
That video...
Canadian.
The best way to put it is that Canadian. Video looks like those same videos that rich dads buy for their shit.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like she went out of her way to not be herself. And
nobody
wants to support somebody not being themselves.
But the best part was when everyone was like, you're racist, this is not you. She responds back with, LOL, I love Japan. I go there all the time.
She should have just stopped with LOL.
Yeah.
You're racist. LOL. But I would like that comment.
It's lousy. I mean, there's no question. It's lousy, but it was really not worth the amount of articles written about it. They stand in two places, and that's it. Like there's nothing there. Once I actually saw the whole video, I was like, oh, that's it. I don't know.
So
it's not good. But
there you go.
Yeah,
I agree with Garrett. She's hot.
Right?
She's hot. And we share a birthday, Avril, so...
Dude, you got dibs.
We are going to be blowing on the same amount of candles.
I bow to you. You got dibs.
Thank you. Thank you. Any girl born on your birthday...
Yeah?
You can do her.
Thanks, bro.
I pardon thee.
Bro.
I'll allow it. Bill's Lane style.
That is cool.
Cool.
I'll allow it.
You guys are going to have her Lavigne.
Lavigne.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to have about video games real quick, if that's okay.
No time. We have no time. What was it? Yeah.
I, as you know, I'm playing South Park, and I'm at like day three.
Oh, yeah.
Just started, and I just got, I don't want to spoil it, so I guess day three. Had some time last night, because I said before I have to sneak time in to play the game.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
It's hard.
You can't play that in front of kids.
No, so I got half hour here, half hour there, and it's taken me, honestly, since the game came out to get to this point. And I haven't, you know, as much as I can. I turn it on. I found out that while we were in Boston, my brother Luke played the game when Krista was watching Sawyer.
Yeah.
My game, completely gone.
Yeah.
No!
No
way!
You only have one save.
Fucking way!
There's There's one save, and I texted him. I saw this, and I see his shitty fucking character.
And it looks like Luke.
Sitting there.
And it looks just like
him. Fucking asshole!
Oh my god!
And I go,
it never ends.
Luke, you deleted my game, and he put, no, I didn't. I checked and go to save slot zero. Your stuff is there. I already checked, and so I thought, okay, I fucking panicked for no reason. I feel so bad. I go back. I go to that thing. It's my game. A half an hour into my game.
No.
I'm so fucking mad.
He played a half hour in?
No, this is my save.
Oh!
That's all I got.
That's all I got. How far in were you hour-wise? If you're in
like,
day three, it's gotta be like 10.
I was at the end. Yeah,
it's
like 10.
Yeah, it's the third day.
Like 10.
Stop. You constantly get fucked with your little brother. He doesn't even live with you anymore.
I just want to beat the fucking
game. I think the funniest
game.
Part is that you don't play the game because the kids are around, and he was watching the kids playing the game.
That's right! That's the best part. You're right!
Hey.
And so I told him, like, I'm mad, but I'm so mad at this point that what do? Like, I can't do anything about it.
Just so you know, you can, I don't know, some games have protected saves, but if they don't, what?
Not that one.
Not that one?
Nope.
It is protected or it's not?
It's not protected.
Oh.
Once you save over, it's
gone. No. But if it's not protected, you might be able to download that onto a card from somebody that would, you know, it wouldn't be your character.
Yeah.
But you could start from that day if you wanted to keep playing. I know that's lame.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
But, you know,
I'm going to say if you play through it again, you'll go through it way faster.
Yeah.
I just spent so much time
leveling up and like going on the things I wanted to do and all that stuff. And it's like, I've never experienced this in an RPG before, but you get attached to that character.
Yeah, absolutely.
What class were you?
I don't remember, honestly, at this point. Oh, I was a thief.
Okay.
Thief. I think I'm a level. But, yeah, so, I mean, fuck. Fuck, Luke.
So now my question now is, I mean, you got to get back at him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
You gotta get in his house and wipe his Xbox.
Been like into?
I'm just gonna destroy his 360. Fuck it. I don't know.
Just wipe that thing. Magnet to the side of it.
God, fucking. And he's put his text back was, well, I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
He's not.
I'm really sorry.
Luke is a man of no remorse.
I feel like he has to be sorry.
He's not.
No.
Well,
you want him to be. He's not.
He needs to be. Oh, anyways. So that's my fucking video game story for the night. So I sat down at 10 o'clock thinking, I'm going to beat this game. I have time right now. I'm going to beat the game. And I just went, fuck it. I turned it off and went to bed.
Oh, God.
No.
You were so close to
the end. Yeah, that's. Yeah,
the third
you're
day
at the
is
end.
The shortest.
Yeah. God.
You know were what? Like right at. Hey, you were at the end.
God damn it. God damn it, Luke!
That sucks.
Well, anyway, I don't know where. If I have a save that's close to that,
you killed my save, you bastard!
Oh, South Park.
Did you say that to him?
I didn't get it because I didn't beat the game.
Damn it!
He doesn't know.
He's not there yet. You spoiled it.
I just spoiled the ending. Sorry.
Have you guys been playing any stuff?
We have been very busy.
Yeah.
So my time has been limited, but I already talked about it, but. I've had
FF10
in being stuck here a lot of the time. I had a lot of Final Fantasy X Vita time, and again, that's been great. I'm at like the end of that. I've been able to tear it being portable and be able to transfer between the two has been awesome. So it's just I've been able to tear through it during all our travels and stuff like that, and it's been awesome. So, but anyway, I already gave my review though. Everything is heightened. Story's worse as ever, but the game's a lot of fun. It's fun to play.
Have any of you guys tried Final Fantasy 14?
No.
I've been playing the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You got me interested, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jake just started playing it.
I heard that.
He bought a PS4 just to play with
it. So you are playing it on PS4?
I'm playing it on the PS4.
Are PC people on the same?
Yeah, PC, oh, they are. Okay. PS3 and PS4 all play at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It controls way better with the controller, though. So much fun. Looks great because of the PS4. It looks better on my PS4 than it does my computer.
Nice.
Wow.
It is so much fun. If you want to play with me and Cody on the Sargatanis server.
Sargatanis.
Suck it, Tanis.
Yeah.
Suck it, Tanner. I don't care if it's your birthday. Fuck you.
Yeah. What are you, 10?
Yeah, what are you, 10? Grow up.
Quit crying, pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tanner. Hey, I want to give everybody a shout out. Real quick, I keep everything I've brought up on the podcast tonight has been
under the guise of a shout out.
Yeah. You know what?
That was last week's with Derek.
Last shout outs here.
Really? We like shouting out.
Well, and here's the thing is I need to address that. I need to modify it because Dominic has patented now he doesn't do shout outs anymore. He does shouts out. Because we did a PS4 stream at my house. Yeah. And there was a guy in the chat that could not spell shouts. So he was like, "Hey, can you get his shouts out?"
Shouts out.
So Dominic was like, "Oh yeah, shouts out Larry over there, shouts out."
You know. So he's going to shout out.
So yeah, shouts out. I want to let everybody know a couple things real quick. I'm going to address it. I'm going to make it real clear and real concise. Number one, next week on Friday, I don't know what the date is. April.
No one knows.
Is it April?
No,
it'd
be
May. May 2nd.
Unknown.
Friday, May 2nd. On our online store.
Oh.
Are we doing this?
Oh, we're doing this.
What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Onslaught shirt. Do you want to show it?
The Onslaught shirt will be going on sale. This is a brand new shirt that we're going to have on our store with artwork by Daniel, who did, if you guys saw a long time ago, I had like a Power Rangers kind of themed shirt that was real out there.
Oh, he made that?
He did that. Yeah. He did this. This is his next frontier.
We showed it him out last week.
Yeah,
we did. We gave him a big show.
That guy's a fun hang out with. Fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, so,
so anyway, his shirt, it'll be up next, it'll be up Friday, May 2nd.
Look
so
at all those characters.
Get your fingers hovered over the stores. Don't take them off all week. Second, I want to say a lot of people asking some things I brought up on Twitter this past week.
Yeah.
How I was busy.
Yeah, you've been saying a bunch of fucked up stuff on Twitter.
I think I should know.
Well, you're just a guest this week. I'll tell you once you're a host.
Okay.
Hang on.
Please shut up. Thank you.
But anyway, I've been talking about this on Twitter, and I will show you what I've been working on. If you don't have Twitter, I was saying that I haven't been on lately because I've been busy working on something. It's not version 4, so stop writing about that. Curb that right now, but I've been developing something, and I'm not normally crafty or whatever, but I've been building a type of thing, and I'll show you when the time is better, but it's not going to be tonight.
Okay.
If you're watching this on Tuesday, we'll see. Maybe you will have seen it by that point, but I don't know.
Man.
That might be too soon. So we'll let you know. I'll let you know. I haven't even shown
Derek or Sean. I have no idea what he's talking about. No idea.
So
I actually know all about
what the fuck?
Yeah, shouts out
He wouldn't tell me. Shouts out to him.
He should not know.
Yo, shouts out to Derek. I love you so much.
I think Bike Dog guessed it. It's an E-Pod.
You're
right?
The coolest one in the group.
It's an E-Pod?
You know what dope spells backwards. Backwards, spelled backwards is, right?
It's E-Pod.
You know?
Well,
E-Pod.
Energetic pod.
Energizing pod. E-hole, if you're Latino. Chocolatino.
Chocolatino.
Anyway. I was going to try to get...
Chocolatino?
Well, I'll do it in case we do it next week. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, so just stay tuned on that. Sorry for the secrecy. And I want to say thanks again. I never got to say thanks. Did I? I don't remember. To everyone who came to PAX, thank
Shouts
you.
Shouts out to PAX.
No, you didn't because you weren't here.
Yeah, you weren't
thank
here.
You, everyone. I had a great time at Boston. Yeah. Everyone there was awesome. Yeah. A ton of fun. And thank you, everyone who was there at our panel and helped celebrate our 300th podcast.
Yeah.
Also awesome.
And thank you for watching us right now.
And thank
How
you.
That
for,
happen?
Thank you for being in the chat. Everybody in the chat, thank you.
And shit,
what do you guys think of the podcast so far?
This is the Church of Mega 64. We are giving thanks.
Yeah. And hey, count your blessings before you count your money.
Exactly. We're going to end tonight on a medical final thought from Ryan.
Don't use deodorant with aluminum in it, you'll get Alzheimer's.
Unconfirmed.
That's not true.
Good night. You can't prove
bullshit.
It.
No, good night.
Unconfirmed.
Except Old Spice is fine.
Are you sponsored by them?
Yeah.
We are now.
Old Spice is fine.
We might be.
Yo, so any other deodorant company, sports stick, whatever, give us money and we'll change his answer.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
That's right. And Alzheimer's, is that bad?
Yeah.
You don't want to get that. Unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed.
Conspiracy. Good night.
It's an inside job.